Do I like myself? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, instant illumination, and absolute philosopher. But we'll have the instant illumination right now. Think about it. Do I like myself? Well, it's obvious how I respond to the things in my life, whether I like myself or not. When it rains outside, do I say, oh, darn the rain? Or when it rains outside, do I say, oh, wonderful, the rain. It's going to make everything green and glorious. It's going to be so beautiful. It's going to rinse off all the leaves. I was thinking of going out in the tree, and climbing a tree, washing off the leaves, which, you know, fortunately the weather does that for me. And how lovely. And you see, we can look at all sorts of things. Then, a lot of times when it rains a lot, we say, oh, I got to redo the roads now because it's running out the roads and making a mess. Well, not really. It just is an opportunity to have a nice a smoother on the road, because now it's all moist and wet. You can smoothen it and then stay off it till it's dry, and then it's nice and hard and a nice pavement, like, you know, to drive on the drive and on the dirt road. But I have a lady who was telling me that she had some friends who constantly came up and wanted to give her messages about what her boyfriend was doing and how her boyfriend was acting and where her boyfriend was and what his relationships were and so forth. And I thought, oh, goody, goody, some good, bad stories, you know. Thank you for telling me all about the good, bad stories. What do you mean? Well, did your friends come to tell you good things about him or bad things about him? Were they telling you that he was a nice guy or he's not a nice guy? Well, what kind of things did you expect him to say? That he was good or he was not good? Well, what kind of relationship do you have? Well, if your relationship is one of the standard relationships that says, I own you, I possess you, you and I are a thing, we're a couple, we're together, and if that's what it is, then that's one thing. But if it's a relationship where each one of you see each other whenever it's convenient and enjoy each other's company, and then when you're apart, you have other friends, you know. And not that you're madly, passionately in love with anybody or not in love with them, you just have them as friends. So when friends come up to you and say, oh, did you know that so-and-so was doing this? You just say, no. I'm sure that he's a very good friend of mine. We have fun together. We have a good relationship together. But I don't keep track of all the things he does. Because if I did, I would just be so happy for him all the time because he's having such a wonderful time doing these things. What? I thought that you and he were a thing. Sure, we are a thing. When we're together, we're a thing. When we're apart, we're not a thing. You know? We're a thing only when we're together. We're enjoying each other's company. And I like myself. You know? I like the world that I have. I like this situation that I'm in. And I'm the master. And no one else can ever come and tell me I'm not the master. But did you know that he spent money on her and he did this? Oh, really? How fortunate she is. How fortunate he is to have the money to spend on her. And has he ever spent money on you? Well, I could tell you it's none of your business. But for your benefit, yes, he spends a lot of money on me. If I take my annual gross income of $80,000, he provides about 60,000 of it. Wow! Man, well, his girlfriend hears this. Oh, you're going to go tell his other friend, huh? That that's it. Well, of course. Well, go right ahead. But tell her also that he provides the 60,000, but he also pays the bills on the other 20,000. You know. So, my gosh, what? And you say you're not a permanent relationship and he's doing all that? Sure. Well, how can he do that? Well, his name is Donald Trump, you know that. You know, he can afford these things. You know Donald Trump, don't you? Yeah. He can afford these things. And Donald Trump, yeah, but hey, I'm just like a feather in his life. We have a lovely time together. We do great things together, and I have other friends, and he has other friends, and we have a perfect relationship that way. And so, this is the way it should be. This is the way life should be. No possession, no ownership, no nothing. I like me, and I like the way I have my life. Now, I was married a number of times, and each time I was married, I thought, that's just interesting, that's nice. And then the marriage broke up by death and by separation, and each time it did, I said, no, that's okay, you know, that's okay. I'm ready to walk a little different path now and do things a little differently. And great. But you see, when you like yourself, you can do that. When you don't like yourself, then you've got to be on top of other people all the time. You've got to have a private detective checking them out, making sure that they're not doing things they shouldn't be doing. And what a silly thing to worry about, really, you know? Before you got had a relationship with a person, you had no idea what all they were doing, and you didn't care. After you had a relationship, you don't care either. You only care what they do with you. So every relationship should be like that, I think, that wherever a person is, they're doing whatever they would do if they were not having a relationship. And that's great. And when they're with me, they're with me totally. And their time is spent with me because I'm such a desirable person. Well, aren't you desirable to get married? Well, I have to learn how to say yes first. And I've never learned how to say yes because I don't want to tie the knot. I don't want to get the ball and chain. I don't want to do all these things that we point out marriage is all about. And all I want to do is just have wonderful people in my world that I have good times with and good relationships with. And some of the people are for my sexual pleasure, and the other people are for my dancing pleasure, and other people are for who knows what all, you know. But Herb, how can you talk like that? And you're a minister, and you're supposed to be promoting marriages and families and things. I don't promote anything. I promote be yourself and have fun. And I promote live your life in a happy, harmonious way and delight in who you are, and that's all there's to it. Anything other than that, that's your idea, not mine. So I say, go for it. How about that, huh? Go for it. So I like me, and that's why every relationship I have is so beautiful and lasts for exactly as long as it should. And then I go to the next one. I love you. I love you. I love you.